You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you.
I found that after maybe 4 years of just absolutely no driving, and then with the pandemic, there was a delay in exchanging my license. So it took about nearly 12 months to get my license exchange. So there was a massive delay before I was even legally allowed to drive once we did have a car. And then when we did have a car, I realized that I wasn't as confident as I was back in Australia. I found that even though the same side of the road, it was very different.
Can you remember the technique or the steps that you took that actually was the bit where you went, I'm going to be able to do this?
Doing it. I think I know that is such a, you know, a pained thing to say if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, how do I even get to that? The point is you just have to do it. So I don't like flying, right? But as long as I keep flying, it won't ever really get worse. And I've had really bad flights in Australia with a lot of turbulence, 45-minute flights where the whole plane just gets shaken and everyone stops talking and you see drinks going everywhere and you're just like, okay, but you still kind of need to get to places. So you keep flying, right? You might not like it, but you keep doing it. So the same approach I had once I accepted essentially that I had to change. I had to do something. I was not going to wake up and be like, yeah, I'm an amazing driver. Look at me go. Like, I mean, that would have been nice. And maybe that will happen to 1 or 2 million in a million people might have that. But the reality is you just have to do it. So I just did it. And with doing it every day, it got easier. Every time I did it, it got better. Even just getting in the car and maybe reversing out and then going back in again, boom, you've done something. You've gotten in the car, you started it up, you did all the head checks, you know, and then you reversed and entered the driveway. That's better than nothing, I think. I think this idea that we have to be perfect from the first time we do something again or at all when we first time we do something really hinders us to do anything at all. So I think really just throwing that idea out of the window that I had to be perfect and just hit the A road or a motorway straight away, whatever, that doesn't matter. I'm happy for what I have now and every day I get better at it, you know. And every day life says, okay, you're going to have to grow a little bit more. Now I have to do the A road to go to work and pick up our child from nursery. So I have to do it. There's no way around it. So you grow. They're my stretch goals, as I call them, you know. But I think that's really important. And most people listening in will probably already have identified perhaps a need for them to drive, a need for them to drive, and also a need for them to perhaps get more self-confident in their driving. And then I just say, just get on it. It's okay to say, I need someone to help me, guide me on the next part of my journey. And sooner or later, the training wheels come off and you'll find that it's actually been you all along. I think that's really important to not think that or a failure for seeking help or that you're a bit odd for doing that. It's the exact opposite, you know. It might be difficult doing the first couple of steps, but you will find your life improves. And it's just, I can't emphasize that enough. Just even starting is just amazing. It's just an amazing thing. You're listening to the podcast and it's just starting. I wish there was more awareness about people who do hesitate to get into the car. And I think I wish more people would acknowledge that it can be a hurdle. It's just that sooner or later, you do need to start to do something to change the status quo. It won't just miraculously overnight change.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.